This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Good morning. Welcome back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to the Pack a Day Radio Show. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Andy Herman. Always appreciate you tuning in Monday through Friday right here on The Fan, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We are going to be joined by Pete Doherty in just a moment. But before we get there, just a reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11 today. Friend of the show, Dusty Evely, is going to be on at 9:20 a.m. breaking down these new free agent signings. So make sure to check that out. But as mentioned, we are being joined by the great Pete Doherty, PackersNews.com. You can find him on social media. Appropriately named at Pete Doherty on Twitter. Pete, it is always wonderful to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well, Andy. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know this is a very busy week for everyone in the Packers sphere, so I appreciate you sharing some knowledge with us. But I'll let you get started right away and just kind of go over your initial reaction to day one of free agency and kind of go in any direction that you want to go with it.
Yeah, it was, they ended up signing a couple guys, and one at a really big position in need, corner. I really did think they might make a run at DK Metcalf. I thought that made a lot of sense. And for what do you think it would have taken to get that done? A second and a five?
Yeah, something right around there.
Yeah, You know, and I realize it's $30 million a year, too. But, you know, the cap keeps going up. That's the going rate. And the guy's, whatever issues there are with the guy's temperamentally, he is a super talented player, a physically dominant guy. And they don't have anything like that on the rest of their receiving corps. So I really thought they'd make a run at him. Doesn't sound like, you know, I'm sure they talked to the Seahawks at some point, but doesn't sound like they made a super strong run. I still got to think there's a domino or two to fall, don't you? I don't know if you think there will be, but
yeah,
I mean, they got to do something on the D-line because they did lose Slayton, and they still do need a pass rusher. So who knows? Maybe a Trey Hendrickson trade is a possibility. I'm a little skeptical that they'd be willing to give up what it's probably going to take to get the guy, but maybe, you know, nobody else is either. So it was a modest day yesterday, not for the Packers. I mean, you don't win an off season, but they did need some stuff. Like you've noted a bunch of times on X, this is not a strong free agent class, and that's kind of too bad for the Packers because they actually had plenty of money and plenty of reason to be, you know, pretty aggressive if they had wanted to.
Yeah, it was such an interesting, you know, just sort of situation for Green Bay where they kind of needed to go out and spend. It wasn't the strongest class. They had the money, and you just kind of ended up in this, like, what were they going to do? And they kind of ended up in, I wouldn't say this no man's land, but kind of this middle ground of they go and get a guard, they go and get a defensive end, and a defensive back, and unless there's maybe another domino to fall, like you said, it's, I don't know if underwhelming is the right word, but just kind of, again, a middling free agent class, which I still think helps. They're not going to lose anything, really, this offseason. The Christian Watson injury is obviously something that they lose a kind of a player from a season ago. But outside of that, I don't think there's anyone they're losing. A lot of these teams that you see picking up players, they're replacing other players. Like, you know, when you see DJ Reed go to the Lions, he's replacing Carlton Davis. The Eagles lost Milton Williams. Josh Sweat are going to lose some other players. So Green Bay's at least in the situation where they're not going to lose much, but it does beg the question if they got the right bang for their buck when they're spending all this money. Let's kind of start there with Aaron Banks, 4 years, $77 million. Your thoughts on where he could fit on this offensive line and what he could potentially bring to this team?
Yeah, you know, it was no surprise that they let Myers walk, but I thought they'd just go with what they have and maybe sign a really cheap veteran as a backup and then draft there too. You know, instead, I mean, it sure looks like Elgton Jenkins is going to bump over to center and Banks will play one of the guards. And then Ryan and Morgan, Jordan Morgan are obviously going to compete for the other guard, and I would guess Ryan will win that. So it could be a year where, you know, Morgan doesn't get on the field a lot until there are injuries. So I guess I was surprised they signed a guard. They're probably better on the, I mean, they're better on the offensive line now than they were on the interior than they were last season. But that one kind of was out of the blue as far as, you know, what I was guessing they were going to do. I don't know a lot about Banks. I've seen some of the clips that you posted on Twitter, and, you know, it looks like he's, you know, I mean, you need to be strong up the middle with, you know, the pass. There's get to be some good inside pass rushers in the league, so it makes sense, but I thought the bigger money would go at either receiver or defensive line along with corner and not on offensive line.
Yeah, that's certainly what I was expecting as well. Again, we're being joined by Pete Doherty, PackersNews.com. You can find him on social media at Pete Doherty. And to me, I was expecting maybe offensive line to be one of those positions where I thought maybe it would be something a little bit bigger than the Andre Dillard signing from a season ago, but maybe just find a nice piece, maybe draft somebody in like the third round and add some competition there. But they obviously went very aggressive, added a new piece at left guard. And like you said, I think that it certainly is going to signal a move to center for Elgton Jenkins. We'll see how that kind of shapes up. Of course, they weren't done there. Nate Hobbs, 4 years, $48 million after that, has played some slot, has played some boundary corner. Looks like he might play boundary in Green Bay, but how do you see him fitting in into this secondary with Rich Bisacci and Jeff Affley and company? Excuse me.
Yeah, well, he played. Bisacci was one of his coach for, must have been for at least a year or two, right?
Yep.
So, I can't imagine that they paid this guy to be their slot when they already have, you know, Bullard who can play there. I mean, they having that versatility is very helpful because injuries are inevitable. So it gives them flexibility just like they, you know, you have with the offensive line to move guys around to get your best guys out there. So I've got to think, I'm kind of presuming that he's going to play on the outside that Alexander's gone, and that he and Nixon are the starters on the outside, and Bullard will be the nickel guy. Because Evan Williams, they got to keep him on the field. I mean, he's a very talented playmaking player. So that's my guess on how that will go. And the guy has the size to do it. That's why, like, when I saw where some people were wondering if they were going to sign DJ. What was it? The guy from the Jets,
DJ Reed.
DJ Reed. Sorry, yeah.
No, you're good.
He was 5'9". I mean, they don't sign 5'9" defensive backs. I just didn't think that was even a possibility. I'm just assuming he's going to play on the outside, and maybe in certain packages, maybe he'd move inside. Maybe if they go when they go dime, he could move inside and Valentine to play on the outside. But I find it hard to believe they signed him as a nickel. Maybe they did. Maybe I'll end up being wrong, but I find that a little hard to believe.
No, I'm with you. I think he ends up being an outside corner. And I think, the nice thing with Jeff Hafley is, he's not afraid to mix and batch people based on game plan. So maybe if it's, again, more of a 12 personnel, two tight ends, you could see Bullard in the slot with Hobbs and Nixon on the outside. And if it's more of a pass-heavy team that's going a lot of three wide receivers, maybe they want to try Nixon or, Hobbs in the slot a little bit more to get a little bit more cornerback depth on the field and maybe get Valentine and then obviously the other one out there as well. So I think it just gives them more pieces, more opportunities to kind of mix and match, which I think, again, this, with Jeff Hafley and Matt LaFleur, you give them options and they'll find ways to use it, which I love about it. But I'm with you. I think he's going to primarily be an outside corner. And that, of course, then harkens the question. I think the writing's been on the wall for Jaire Alexander at some point now, but it certainly seems with signing Nate Hobbs that that's probably even more the case. Where does this end up with Jaire? Do you see any realm in which he could be back in Green Bay, or is this definitely spelling the end for him?
Yeah, it just seems really, really like a long shot, doesn't it? It just doesn't seem like it's going to happen. I still think, I could be dead wrong. I still think they're going to have to end up cutting him. I don't know that anybody's going to want to absorb that contract, $17.5 million this year and $19.5 next year, for a guy who's missed, I think it's basically half the games over the last 4 years, right?
Yep.
I find it hard to believe. Maybe somebody will. He's a very talented player. And, somebody who really liked him coming out of college and, likes what he's done in the NFL when he's been healthy, they'll roll the dice there. But my guess is everybody out there knows, that if they don't trade him, they're going to cut him. So why give up anything when you can just go out and sign him to a more, contract that you feel is more palatable if he's on the open market? Not saying they won't be able to work out a deal. Maybe after this week shakes out, somebody will say, hey, we should go get this guy. And it probably won't cost you a lot, the late round draft pick. But my best guess is still they'll end up cutting him.
Yeah, and I think there's a good chance we find out more, over the next couple of days here. The cornerback market is now pretty picked over after day one, and I don't think there's been a corner signed today so far, but overall, it's been pretty picked over. So if a team wants to go out and get a corner that might have that top-level impact, I think if Jaire Alexander were available on the market right now, he's probably one of the top players available simply because there's just not much left out there, but also because he does have that high-end talent. He's still only 28 years old. You just have to kind of get over the injury concerns. So maybe some team will come calling, but I'm with you. I do think his time is done, and even if they do get something, I'm not expecting it to be anything over the top for Green Bay. We're being joined by Pete Doherty, PackersNews.com. Again, you can find him on Twitter and X at Pete Doherty. You mentioned a name there, Pete, Trey Hendrickson for Cincinnati. Of all the potential impact players who could still be left that maybe Green Bay could target, Trey Hendrickson would be the one potentially via trade. I'm with you. I'm not holding my breath. I don't know that Goody and company would give up a potential premium selection plus what? Is it going to take probably like a $35, $38 million per year deal, something like 30, that?
At least 35, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure that's going to happen, but if they did have that big splash still in them, that's probably the direction that they would need to go to really give them a premier pass rusher on this team.
So let me ask you, because I'll tell you what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to give up if I was Gutekunst. What would you give up for him?
Yeah, so there's an interesting, I forget where it was posted, so my apologies for that, for not crediting the person who was doing the reporting on it, but there's a report out there that that the Trey Hendrickson's team, when they asked to kind of seek a trade, told the Bengals that they thought that they could get a first round pick in return for him. And that has apparently not been the case so far, that they have not been able to find that. I've seen some people say like a third, or, you know, maybe a third and a fourth, something like that. I still think they end up getting, if they do in fact trade him, a second round pick. But I think right where Green Bay is looking at like a second round pick, I think it might even be like a, like if Green Bay did it, like a second for Hendrickson and like a sixth or something like that. So that's kind of where my head is at, but I could see it also being maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. So that gets that makes me think real hard, because I was thinking, if I'm the Packers, you know, I have no problem giving up a three for him, and he's expensive. You know, I'm worried about the age if I'm the Packers. He turns, 31 sometime this season, I think, if I remember right, I think in December. And look, he's been great. 17 and a half sacks each of the last 2 years. But guys in the league can fall off fast, and, you know, especially, you know, once you get over 30, even younger than that at other positions. So would I, you know, would I give up a three and a five, or a three and a six, something like that? Or I guess that would be one possibility. Yeah. Or the two and getting a pick back, a late pick back. That's really interesting. And I might do it if I were the Packers. I would worry about the age. He might only have one really good year left in him, you know? But I'd think hard about that. I don't know if he would.
Yeah, there's two things that give me optimism that are like reasons why I would do something like that. The first one is that, you know, you look at somebody like a Khalil Mack, who just got a huge contract, right? 34 years old. Again, not everyone ages like Khalil Mack has. Sometimes these players are rare, but I kind of put Hendrickson in that category of height, weight, speed, but also unbelievable technique at the position. And usually if you're looking for guys that are going to age well, it can't just be something that they're a physical freak at the position, because that goes with time. But if you've got the technique to go with it, that gives me reason to believe, all right, I think you could continue to do it. And I think there could be a similar sort of, age progression like a Khalil Mack, who's been able to continue to do it into his age 34 season. The other thing that gives me reason for optimism, and again, we can take PFF grades for however we want to take them, but if you look at his progression of PFF grades, this is from his rookie season on: 61.5 to 65.1 to 68.3 to 79 to 73.4 to 82.9. His first step back was from an 82.9 to an 82.3 in 2023, just 0.6 down, and then went up again this year to an 88.1. So has basically gotten better every single year of his career, continues to seem to be on that trajectory. And I think a huge reason for that is because he continues to master his technique, which again, I think gets better with age. So if I'm Green Bay, this is somebody that you talk about Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark being the two best pass rushers for Green Bay this past year. Trey Hendrickson had as many pressures as Gary and Kenny Clark combined last year. So adding that player onto the team and just giving yourself a premier pass rusher and really kind of a premier player on all three levels, Hendrickson on the front level, I think Edrian Cooper on the middle, and then Xavier McKinney on the back end. I think it makes the defense very exciting. I think if I'm Goody, I would very much consider something like that.
Yeah, and that's a pretty persuasive argument. He's not one of these super talented guys. I think that helps a guy like Mac age, because you're just so talented that you can keep doing it.
Yep.
But I wonder if he could be, if he aged like Jared Allen, that would be really good. I could see it. I don't think I'd give up a one unless, you get back like a three.
Right.
I just don't think I would. That's just getting, you got to draw a line somewhere, or else you keep inching up and giving more and more. So I think that I would draw the line there. But, a two, and especially if you get something late back, they got the money. If it ended up being a bust, I think they could absorb the hit. If it was only one good year out of them, they could absorb the hit. I still think it wouldn't eliminate the need to draft at that position at some point. But I would probably pull the trigger if I were the Packers. I'm really, really curious to see if anything happens with him today.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think the other thing I'll add on top of this, let's just say it takes a second round pick. Let's just say it's even a straight second, right? Number one, they've put themselves in this opportunity that they have this team that's full of depth and talent, And the only thing that they're kind of missing is this kind of real star power on the top of the roster. And I think adding somebody like Trey Hendrickson obviously gives you a little bit more of that star power and that impact kind of player. So they've almost like bought themselves this opportunity already where they don't need 8 or 9 draft. I know Goody would love to have 15 draft picks, but they don't necessarily need it on this roster right now. And then I think the other thing too is like, it wouldn't shock me if all of a sudden like they moved from pick, let's say 23 to pick 31 and picked up a third round pick. And all of a sudden you look at your total, you know, draft capital, and yeah, you lose a second, but now you've got 2/3. It's really not that much different. And you now you have Trey Hendrickson, and I get that the contract is going to be exorbitant as well, but I think you can probably maneuver the draft a little bit to almost get to the point of where you have similar draft capital just by moving around, and you pick up a Trey Hendrickson in the process. And if I'm Green Bay, that's just a really tough thing to say no to.
You know, it's tough to play. I mean, Dom Capers used to always say this, and you need 3 real difference makers to play really good defense. And, you know, he didn't say this part, but I have to believe he thought it. I mean, one of them's got to be a pass rusher.
Sure.
And, you know, I just, that is the one thing that this team really needs. I mean, obviously we all saw what a 4-man rush did for Philadelphia. And then that opens the door for drafting at defensive tackle early. You know, and this is a good draft for that. So, yeah, I'm with you, and I guess we'll find out what Brian Gutekunst thinks. I would think something would get done with Hendrickson this week, and who knows, maybe today.
Yeah, that'd be a ton of fun. I'm not necessarily holding my breath. And just the one thing I'll add on top of it, though, is like I think all of a sudden then moving Gary into that second spot and then having just fewer eyes on Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, because all the eyes and attention are going to be on Trey Hendrickson. I think that makes everyone better along that defensive front as well. And I think you even get more impact from some of the big investments that you've already made into that defensive line. So I think there's a lot of reasons to potentially go in that direction. But Pete, I cannot thank you enough for your time. What do you got coming out on PackersNews.com this week, and anything you want to plug on the way out?
So I do a chat every week with fans, a mailbag, so I'll be doing that tomorrow, and it'll post Thursday morning. I think I got to talk to my boss, but I think I'm going to write a column today about how what they've done so far, how that might affect their draft, which would, if I end up doing that, that would post tomorrow morning.
Awesome.
And there's always more to come. You know, we're hitting that time of year where things get really interesting, Andy. So, yeah, just PackersNews.com. There's always a ton of Packers coverage there, and we'll keep everybody updated on the news.
Yeah, if you're not subscribed to PackersNews.com, make sure to do so. It is well worth it. And Pete is obviously the top guy over there to check out. He's the absolute best. So, Pete, I cannot thank you enough, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon as things do start heating up here.
All right. Sounds good, Andy. I always really enjoy talking football with you.
Likewise. We'll do it again soon. That is Pete Doherty. Follow him on social media at Pete Doherty. This is the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll be right back right after this.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.